Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russia announces change in Syrian strategy. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is now supporting a leading Western-backed opposition group in joint operations with Syrian troops against Islamic State militants. At a meeting with his top defense ministry officials, President Putin said for the first time that Russia provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting the Syrian army. If confirmed, this would represent a major policy shift for Russia, which has been accused by the U.S.-led coalition of striking moderate rebels in efforts to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A climate change agreement will have to wait for at least one more day. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Much of Friday's negotiations took place behind closed doors, but there were a few announcements, including that Brazil has joined the so-called High Ambition Coalition. That's a group of more than 100 developing and developed countries, including the United States, pushing for an ambitious climate deal. Foreign Minister Tony de Broome of the Marshall Islands, one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change, welcomed Brazil's move.
We responded. We want to work with countries concerned about ambition and differentiation and welcome Brazil. Having you on board is essential to our success.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A bombing and gunfire struck a diplomatic area of Kabul Friday night, killing at least two people and injuring several others. The Taliban claim responsibility. A Burundian army spokesman says 12 gunmen who attacked military bases in the capital today were killed as soldiers clashed with their attackers. The government has not declared a state of emergency. 21 attackers were captured. This is VOA News. Pakistan fired a nuclear-capable missile Friday, just 2 days after hosting a regional peace conference with arch-rival India. The military says a surface-to-surface ballistic missile has a range of more than 2,700 kilometers and can carry both nuclear and conventional warheads. The military did not disclose the location of the test, but the impact point was the Arabian Sea. At least 7 civilians were killed Friday in a suicide attack in a part of Cameroon where Boko Haram militants are active. The French news agency says the attack occurred at a food stall in the town of Kolafata in northern Cameroon. United Nations and international agencies have welcomed the arrival in Toronto, Canada, of a first group of Syrian refugees for resettlement. They travel from Beirut, Lebanon, and are the first of 25,000 Syrians to be resettled in Canada by early next year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Syrians who arrived on a Royal Canadian Air Force jet are mainly from Aleppo and Damascus. Both Syrian cities have undergone heavy bombing and deprivation since the war began in 2011. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted the 163 refugees upon their arrival Thursday night. The refugees, who will begin their new life under a recently announced humanitarian program, were given permanent residence papers and social insurance numbers on arrival. To date, some 30 countries have pledged to resettle an estimated 160,000 Syrians. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
North and South Korea have held high-level talks for the first time in almost 2 years, with both sides expressing a desire to improve long-strained relations. The vice-ministerial-level meeting was held Friday at the Kaesong Industrial Complex, just north of the tense demilitarized zone separating the two countries. There's no official agenda for the talks, and no significant breakthroughs are expected. The United States and Cuba have agreed to reestablish direct postal service, cut more than 5 decades ago at the height of the Cold War. The two countries announced they would launch a pilot program in the coming weeks. They did not give a date for when service would be permanently restored. The announcement comes almost a year after President Barack Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro announced the two countries would renew diplomatic relations. Michel Platini lost his appeal to lift a 90-day ban by the Global Football Association, FIFA, as he fights corruption charges. The Court of Arbitration for Sport announced its ruling Friday in Lausanne, Switzerland, ensuring that Platini, who is the president of the European Football Union, will not be able to attend Saturday's Euro 16 draw in Paris. FIFA's Ethics Committee is set to hear a disciplinary case against Platini next week. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.